What does that mean, Lamaisa? Can we get into Hashgacha Pratis? I sometimes repeat it very often because myself I repeat it. Also, it says, V'yadata hayom v'ashives l'vavecha. Have to know it and internalize it, make it a deep part. Hashem hu alkim v'shamayim v'aretz. The last two lines of the key. Ain od. Nothing else. What does that mean? That means Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world to run in a structured way. Hashem b'chokhma yosar aretz. What is the laws of physics? They're the laws of mechanics, the laws of thermodynamics, the laws of electricity, the laws of magnetism. And also different laws. What are those laws to mean? That describes how, in a structured, Chochmah way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. Law of gravity. Newton came up. The law of gravity. Two bodies attract each other. What is power? What is their mass? Inverse in proportion to square their distances. Doesn't say why anything happened. It says how it happens. So what makes anything happen? You have the planets revolving around the sun. Assuming that's what happens. Not so simple. But let's assume that what everyone thinks is intelligent being that the Earth revolves around the sun. And all the planets revolve around the sun. What keeps it moving? Because Newton has a law of body in motion, hence sustained motion. Why? How does that happen? Nothing happens. It means anything and everything happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making it happen. These laws of nature just describe how it happens. Now, these are not random laws. They're tremendous chokhmah that goes into it. So the greatest physicist of the past 200 years, Albert Einstein, he says how the entire universe is one coordinated system. Unbelievable chokhmah. There must be a mind out there that's running it. He didn't want to go to the next step of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, that he didn't. There's some intelligent force running this whole thing because it's just too perfect to have happened by just one big bang and accident. How the whole thing works together and functions together. But that's Teva. Teva means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system with Chochmah, how he runs the world. So if I let go and this will drop, you can describe how it works, but what makes it drop is a direct Sivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu making this drop right now. The human being is limited. He can't do everything. His world has no limitations. So anything that ever happens, if I plug in something, electricity begins flowing, I can describe how it happened, the difference in potentials. But at the end of the day, what makes that electricity flow? His world, when I plug in something, his world is going to make it happen. His world is causing anything, everything to happen at each point. And that's one part of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch. Only one part of Malchus. That's one part of Melech HaKadosh Baruch. It's another part of Melech HaKadosh Baruch. So when it comes to nature, Teva, so that is absolute din. There is no deviation. If I let this go and it'll fall down, whether I'm a tzaddik or a Russia gomer, a tzaddik gomer, it's going to fall down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override the system sometime with the nes. But the system is meant to work 99.999% of the time. And I'm supposed to work within the system. If I have an infection, I'm supposed to take an antibiotic. But what makes that antibiotic kill the bacteria? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making that antibiotic kill the bacteria. On my end, I have to take the antibiotic. I can't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to kill the bacteria? You kill the bacteria. Why don't you take the antibiotic? No, it doesn't work that way. I have to do what I have to live within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making the system work. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's killing the bacteria with the antibiotic. That just describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions and works. If I have a condition X, the halacha is I'm supposed to find the best doctor possible, and then tell him, you're the shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure I get better. And if something goes wrong, I get angry at the doctor, but in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu messed me up. Everything, it comes straight out of him. And that works within Teva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's one thing in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't control. That's Bechira Chofshis. If I was going to be a little tired this morning, I said, why should I get out of bed? I'll just turn over and go to sleep some more. That's my decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. It's my decision. No. I have to get up. I have to do this. Bechira Chofshis is the one thing that's independent of causation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on different levels. So if this is going to fall, that is Teva, that's Din, that's Din. Now, that's one part. That's the one thing that's independent of causation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a neshama that has its power. But it gave it the ability to make a decision. Independent of any causation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, but that's not everyone. That Sorem Lochem B'yad Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let the world go hefka. So if Putin decides he's invading Ukraine, that wasn't his decision. Gemara says Melchomas Aniyatzis. The heads of state who think that they're running the world. Putin decided he's running the world, he's invading Ukraine. In 30 days, it's all over. But how many years? 4 or 5 years already? Wakes up, you're not running the world. So all of a sudden, we have total devastation of Ukraine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided in his infinite wisdom, it's time, for some reason, in his cheshbon, Ukraine has to be devastated. Russia's lost 1 million soldiers, either killed or totally incapacitated. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. If Trump decided to attack Iran, they said this one influenced. Well, yeah, everyone may have played their role, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that decision. That's one level. There's another level. That's where the Ramban writes. Parshas Vayeshev. What is? So what Yosef tells his brothers in the Parshas Vayeshev. Yaakov dies, and the brothers wake up. Oh, Yosef has been very nice to us. 17 years, but now Yaakov gone, he's going to take the comet. So they got it. What did Yosef tell him? You don't get how it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. You don't get the picture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me down in Mitzrayim. He wanted me ruling the world. That's what my dreams were all about. Now, how's that going to happen? So it can happen 100 ways. But one way it happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew your bad midos, knew my kibrov, put the two together and said, let's see if it works, and it'll get you to the Mitzrayim level. If that didn't work, another way would have worked. And when I got lost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure someone bumped onto me and gave me the right directions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with all the B'chivra Chavshas to make sure he gets the end. It's like if I would play a game of chess against a master chess player. I have every right to do every move that I want. I have total b'chira chavshis. And he's going to win. If I go this way, I'll go this way. I'll go this way, I'll go this way. I have b'chira chavshis, and he has b'chira chavshis, sure. But he has this big picture of what to do, and I don't have a clue how to stand up to it. But that in each individual, see, that's the difference. If Putin decides to invade Russia, it's not Putin's decision. Versus Mohammed Saniyasis. Wars, all the major decisions around the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in absolute control. But on individual decisions, we still have our Bechir HaKadosh Baruch Hu who manages the result. That is, now, there's another part of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a king sets up a system, so then there's a system of law. What you can do, what you can't do. There's a justice system that enforces that. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not only have the laws of nature, chok nosan v'lo yavor. He had laws of what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do. And he gave one law to the world, and another more detailed set of laws of qualities. And then comes a justice. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a days of judgment, not only for qualities. Choboy Moral. Over the Fanecha. Entire world. But not only on Yom Kippur is a final judgment against everyone alive today. It's also a judgment on my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents and my great-great-grandparents, etc., etc. Ad Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll understand why. So, the justice system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system of what I am, how I'm supposed to live my life, and not. The world is not just an accident. If the world would be an accident coming from just one big bang, who cares what I do? If just random, who cares what I do? Why isn't that? Two things don't make sense. The whole liberal, nonsensical world makes no sense. If we're just an accident and we're just overgrown monkeys, so we're a bunch of animals. So, do whatever's good for me. Who cares about anybody? We don't believe that. We believe, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me a goof and neshama. Goof and neshama. And he gave me, and my yesod is my neshama, and the goof is there to exercise and develop the neshama. That's how we created the world. But real comes all the Betzalmo, Betzelem El Kimbaroso, Zochan El Kimbaroso. And that's who we are. And then he said, listen, because you are not just an animal, I don't give rules to animals what to do. And I don't care about individual animals. Hashgach HaPratis does not apply to each individual fly. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs flies in this world. He needs mosquitoes in this world. He needs cats and he needs dogs and he needs all the animals in this world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages it just the flies in this world. What happens to each individual fly that's not a part of that's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages the world. But when it comes to me and you and every one of us, each one of us with a neshama. Yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me how I'm supposed to live my life, what he expects me to do, what's right and what's wrong, what's a good human being and a bad human being, what's a good Jew and a bad Jew. And then he lets me do what I want. He lets me do what I want. And then you see the flies and the mosquitoes and the mice and the rats and the cats and the dogs. They just react. They don't have. There's a one limited amount of bechira chavshus on that. That is to run away from pain, and go. And certain instincts HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within them for their own self preservation. Where to go for food, or pain, how to procreate, etc. So they have that limited amount of bechira chavshus, not just like a plant that has nothing. But there's no conscience, there's no Yetzer Tov, there's no Yetzer Hara. There's no moral dimension to them, right, wrong. No. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and then there's a justice system. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the judge. It's not all sorts of lower court, higher court, till you get up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. There is one judge. Shofet Kol Haaretz. Now, and that goes according to rules. For instance, there's certain Chayve Misos and Chayve Krisos and Misa B'nei Shemayim and Chayve Lavim, Chayve Yasa and everything. And how I do it. And it's Chav Onish Bolam Azeh, it's Chav Onish Bolam Aboch. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice system. Now, and here it's different. Here it's different. Because when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system of running the world, there's Din. That's it. Elokim Zahateva. Hashem Hu Elokim. Elokim b'gematria is teva. Now, do you know? But here, we have something else. We have a whole system of reward and punishment that's based on one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu deciding, and it's midas hadin and midas harachmin. Sometimes it's very strict in it. Sometimes it's rachma. And that's one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ways. There was the first Rosh Hashanah, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecho, Zikaro Liyom Rishon. You say in the Davai. One says, Kaman Metzlinam. Now, Malch, you have to understand, Malch Yom Tzichronosh and Shofros. Is not Stamat Tefillah. The one who wrote Malchus Zichronos and Shofros, the Nusach HaTefillah we have today, was Rav. It's an old, old tefillah. Doesn't go back to Anshek Nesek. The Nusach does not go back to Anshek Nesek Gola. It's Kiyotze Debei Rav. Rav wrote it. I remember once, my Rebbe Zichronos was saying a whole shir, explaining certain things to Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. Someone says, well, why are you going to such detail? He says, well, the rest of the time I'm trying to understand Rav said this and Rav said this, so why should I not try to understand what Rav said here? So apparently Rav had a very deep insight into the Torah. So what does it mean, Tchilas? Other, when we say the world was created, in Rosh Hashanah, it's not quite. The world was created Chof HaYelul. Or the Marishan was created in Rosh Hashanah. And in Rosh Hashanah, a lot of things happened. created an Adam Rishon, made Chava, put them into Gan Eden. They ate from the Eitz HaDaat, they got thrown out. And as the sun was setting, by Erev Vokin Yom HaShishi, Adam Rishon walks out into the world and human history begins. But it was a very rough din. The Medrash has a question. Why is it that, and the Medrash tells us a story. After Cain killed Hevel, it's a very serious affair, obviously. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, gave him one onesh. It seems the onesh he gave Adam Rishon is much more serious. It says Adam Rishon bumped into Cain and said, listen, why'd you get off so easy? And Cain says, Osisi Tshuva. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu can confront by and Shema, Kol Hashem Lukim Esalach Began Ruach Hayom. And they hid. They were afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They just didn't have air. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you hiding? I said, we don't have any clothes. He said, who told you you didn't have any clothes? It must be from the Eitz HaDaat. Or going into the, whatever the background to that whole conversation is. And he confronts Adam Rishon. I told you no. Why'd you do it? Adam Rishon had two choices. Because he's confronted with the Avera. Okay, he tried to drag you out, but then you're confronted with the Avera. Confronted with the Avera, what does he do? He says, not my fault, it's her fault. Confronts Chava, so what'd you do? Not my fault, it's the Nachash's fault. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronts Cain and says, Aye Hevel Achicha, so Cain answers, Hashem Rochi Anochi. I don't know where it is. You don't know. Called me Achicha Tzorkam Alayim in Adoma. And you killed him. And he could say, well, he started the fight. you see two kids fighting. Why are you fighting? Well, he started. It's the other guy's fault. That's what Adam said. It's her fault. What did Cain say when he's confronted with the Aveira? Godol Avonim Enoso. I now realize what I did. It's the burden is too great for me to deal with what I did. So Cain told Adam, you know why I got it easy? Osishi Tshuva. Confronting reality. What is there's a reality. Because it all sits in din and you can't get out of it. The very fundamental idea in the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi talks about when Yosef confronts his brothers, it's a very strange conversation. There's a whole conversation. From the first time they come, he says, who are you? You're spies. No, we have our father. I'll bring me Binyamin. No, we can't bring our Binyamin, the father. And then they come with Binyamin, and everything happens. And Yosef keeps saying, so how's your father doing? What's your father? What's happening with your father? And I always find amazing. A person lives in his own little bubble. Lives in his own little bubble. As far as they're concerned, they got rid of Yosef. As far as they're concerned, they got rid of Yosef. Now, they're confronting this monster there in Mitzrayim. Confronting this monster in Mitzrayim. The last thing they can think, they knew about Yosef's dreams, which they thought was a lot of misplaced gaiva. And then they're there in Mitzrayim. He's asking all sorts of very personal questions. It should have said, well, this is not normal. Everyone's coming to Mitzrayim. The whole world's coming to Mitzrayim. Why is he asking this personal question? Why is he always asking, how's your father doing? But once you're in your bubble, and that's the way you see the world, people have a very hard time pulling themselves out of that little bubble. The only thing is, when they're confronted by Yosef and accused of all the accusations, so then said, so what is Aval Shemim Anachno Alachino? Why is this happening to us? Now, what did they say? Now, they could have woken up, we were wrong, and this is Yosef. They could have happened right away by themselves. Now, okay, they didn't recognize it. But two and two, you can put two and two and get four. Gentlemen. Well, yeah, they did not confront the evil of what they did. What did they say? You should have had, he was deserved to be killed. He deserved to be this. Except we should have had Rachmanes. When he was pleading for his life, we should have had Rachmanes on him. But to see that they were wrong in everything they did, they couldn't admit it. Then Yosef confronts Yehuda, and they're back and forth, the father, how can we bring him back to the father? The father will never survive. And then, at that certain point, Yosef keeps everyone out of the room and says, Ani Yosef, wake up. But he adds another word, Ha'od Ovichai. My father's still alive. Now, that's the craziest question. They've been talking to father the whole time. Where they been? I mean, what's the question? And there's a funny medrash. There's the Oy Lunim Yom Adin, Oy Lunim Yom Atochach. Oy, this tells us what's going to happen someday in 120 years. We go upstairs and confront our Kodesh Baruch. Yosef Katan Shebeachim. Yosef younger than all of them. Yosef speaking to 10 brothers, not to Binyamin. He wasn't involved in this whole thing. And they couldn't answer him. How are we going to answer Kodesh Baruch Hu on the Yom HaDin? That's a funny question. I mean, what's one have to do with the other? The answer is very simple. What was the purpose of this whole back and forth? What's the purpose of this whole back and forth between Yosef and the brothers? Well, back and forth between Yosef and the brothers is very simple. Yosef realizes he has a job now to get his brothers to realize the depth of what they did wrong. That's his goal. It's not like Yosef. Now, so what does he do? So comes along Yehuda. And Yehuda says, "Ki eichel oldi, how am I going to find out an to? What's going to happen to my father?" Penera b'osmitzon. But he doesn't stop there. "Ki avdecho orav esanar." I took arvus. What did arvus? What did Yehuda tell Yaakov Avinu? "V'chot rotsi l'cho kol hayomet." And what did what does Rashi say there? What does Chazal and Medrash say? Yehuda told Yaakov, "I'm putting my Olam Haza and Olam Haba on the line. If I don't bring him back, I'm finished Olam Haza. I'm finished Olam Haba." That's it. He put himself on the line. So comes along Yehuda and he tells his father, "Ki eichel ovi v'anareni ti pened rabarosh yim tzosavi." He's going to be my father. But then he volunteers, "Ki avdecha arava sanar." I took arava's friend. So then Yosef confronts him, you're a fake. You care so much about your father? 22 years ago, he says, "Ha'od ovichai." He says, "My father survived it 22 years ago. Where were you 22 years ago? You don't care about your father, you care about yourselves." And then reality hit. You care about your father? He told the Yehuda, you don't care about your father. You care. You put your Olam Haza and Olam Haba on the line. That's what you care about. If you cared about your father 22 years ago, you would care about your father. So where were you? And then Yehuda says, So Beis HaLevi said, 120 years, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, why'd you do this? Oh, it really was an aveira, it was a mitzvah, I understand. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to confront every one of us with reality. And sometimes when people don't, there are two things, they do an aveira, it's an aveira. Sometimes they turn into a mitzvah. And then Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he says, he's going to give us the aver and it's going to show us the excuses, a bunch of baloney. What it is, as we prepare for Yom HaDin, what is it? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronted Adam and Risha, he could not confront the reality, what he did. Good. It's her fault. You have bechira chofshes. I made a decision. There's no such thing. Divrei Rav, divrei Tam, divrei Shammai. Who are you supposed to listen to? Your wife or Kadosh Baruch Hu? Avdechara v'sana. And the same thing. He confronts Cain and Cain tries to get out. He says, no. Cain says, you're right. It is, I now confront the reality, overwhelming reality, that I don't know how to deal with it. The responsibility that I have for doing such a horrible thing is something that I have to live the rest of my life. So therefore, when Adam Arishon and Rosh Hashanah could not confront what he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and looked straight in. There's no place for Rachman. Chal Yisrael, we have 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. Those are very 40, critical 40 days. Chal Yisrael built an egel off. Moshe Rabbeinu, they put them to the highest madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu taking a Torah. He comes down, then they're dancing around the egel. Elo Hech Yisrael. Moshe sees it, breaks. And then, the reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to get rid of him. Don't get rid of him. Okay, fine. So what's going to be with him? So Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, Tak Sheva Lev Ivu Shuvu, go through the Machta, kill the people who were responsible for this. Fine, but the rest of the Klal will follow. They also did Chatan. So what's going to be? And what I find amazing is when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and confronts them, so Shevet Levi were not part of the Egel. That's why Mila Shem Elai, Shevet Levi. Why? Because they've been learning Torah Mitzrayim and the whole time. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Yes, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael with the exception of Shevet Levi. I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael with the exception of you, and I'm going to build from you another nation. What about Shevet Levi? They didn't do the Avera. The answer is, they didn't do the Avera. They didn't stop the Avera. since they didn't stop the Aveira, they were going to be implicated in the onish for the Aveira. But then, the third time Moshe Rabbeinu comes up, and he goes up Rosh Chodesh Elul, comes down, Yom Kippur. Vayom Hashem Selachti Kivarech. And we move from Din to Rachman. Vayom Hashem Selachti Kivarech. Hashem Hashem Kel Racham V'chan. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him something else. That's why we busy with Hashem Hashem Kel Racham V'chan. And in future times, when Klai Yisrael do an Aveira, they have to, if they say Hashem Hashem Kirachem Ochanan, be a kapara for them. Now, Hashem Hashem Kirachem Ochanan. So the different, there are different midot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's very strict din. Sometimes it's rachman. And there's a sliding scale, how much din, how much rachman. But even rachman, it's not total rachman. You know, it's not like the liberal courts in the United States, revolving door. You do a murder, no big deal, okay. No, there's no such thing. There's din, but the question is how tough the din is and how much rachman is put into that. How much you take into account extenuating something. But there's Rachman B'din only on one circumstance. That's the story of Adam and Cain. You're willing to confront it, and you're not willing to confront it. You're willing to blame somebody else, you're not blame somebody else. Okay, when I was in the fifth grade, my Rebbe hit me, and I have all these reasons, I have all these angers, I have all these complexes, you know all the problems, and then my mother screamed at me once, and this... Fine. Right. I'm going to confront you. I gave you b'chir v'chavsh. That's what you're doing. So who cares if your rabbi screamed? Who cares if your mother was looked at you the wrong way? Now, so we move now. So Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a flexible thing. We come to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. But not 100% Din. In Shacharis, what is the Kedusha we say for Shacharis on Rosh Hashanah? Baruch Hashem for Mimchom, Mimchol Kol Malkeinu Tufiyah. V'sim lo choleinu ki mechak amanach. Motzai tim lo. We talk about Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mosef, say, Mimchom hu yifem barachamim. All different dimension now comes out. Why? Because the shofar, we begin the day with din. Comes along the shofar, the purpose of the shofar is to change the din to rachman. That's why in Yaros Dvash, the drushes of Yonatan Eibshitz has a big complaint against the Bala Tvila for Shacharis if they sing too long. So the hanging around the din, we have to move quickly to rachman. That's why the big chazonim are always for Muslims, not for Shacharis. By Yom Kippur, what do we say in Shacharis? Nimkom hu yifen barach. It's the day of kula rachman. That's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayom HaShem Solachti Kivarach. Now, the very strange Gemara. Strange Gemara is that it says, Shlosh Shfarim Neftochim. Tzadikim Gemurim, Sharm Yonor, and the Bainim. Sham Gemurim Anidon Lamisa Miyad. Tzadik Gemurim Anichtor Miyad, L'chaim Miyad. And Beinonim, it's between Rosh and Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Ramban and Sharak Mula Tzakasha. He says, I don't understand. There are Rishon Gemurim, we see, don't die within the year. And if he, the Mach Shemo V'Zichro, didn't die immediately on the spot. Took many years to get rid of him. A lot of Rishon Gemurim don't die on the spot. So what's the Gemara talking about? And a lot of Tzadikim Gemurim do die during the year. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Some people are going to get a perfect year. It means Tzadikim Bedin. They walk out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided when he gave Adolf Hitler a wonderful year of total success. That was decided in Rosh Hashanah, not the Yom Kippur. Because Rosh Yom Kippur is not only for Klal Yisrael. Whole body moral. Wow. Kavar Karas Medram. Every individual, you say, it's inside a token. So, Elamai. But most of us don't have a perfect year, 100% good. 100% bad. Somewhere in between. Well, there's an in between year, how that balances out depends on what we do between Rosh and Yom Kippur. So Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. He's a Melech Al Kol HaOretz and running everything. But he's also Melech B'Nishpat Yamed Oretz. He's the judge. The United States has three divisions of government. The legislative, the judiciary, and the executive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary. All three together. Echad. It's all in one being. Now, what decides how much racham, how much din? And that's the story. Of Cain and Hevel. It's confronting reality, accepting reality, accepting responsibility for reality. Now, at one point in life, as you go into adult life, you look at yourself and you ask, who am I? Who am I? Who is the real me? And who, if you can ask yourself, who am I? And decide, who do I want to be? You know, everyone puts on a show. He puts on a show for his friends. He puts on a show for this one. Puts on a show for that one. A lot of shows people put on. Most people... Shakespeare, the world is a stage. And people are just actors on a stage. So having a lot of people live their lives, one big act. They never stop and ask them, who am I, where am I going, what is my neshama? But after 120 years, when a person goes upstairs, so... The Rambam is very clear in a lot of places how he understands Yom HaDin, 120 years. It means in my lifetime I do mitzvahs and I do averus. Every mitzvah I do impacts my neshama. Every avera I do impacts my neshama. then in 120 years, the real me goes upstairs. That's the real me, not the fake me. No more fake. No. There's no fake upstairs. Exactly what the Beis HaLevi said. When, what did Yosef want to do to confront Yehuda? Want to confront him, who is the real Yehuda here? Stop the excuses. Stop it. You've been living a lie for 22 years that you're a big tzaddik. You care about, if you care, you right now you don't care about your father, huh? Who do you care about? Care about yourself. And your father's just an excuse. If you care about your father 22 years ago, you wouldn't have sold me into slavery. You know that was going to do your father. You know how devastated he's going to be. But you didn't care. You cared about yourself. You thought you were Melech and you said I was the mother of a Melech. So you cared about yourself. So stop the baloney. Ooh. That reality hits Yehuda. Silence. Nothing to answer. Nothing to answer. When reality hits, it can be very hard. When reality hits. Now, Kayan, I'm going to hit him with reality. He confronted. And at one point in life, and that's the point of our din. At every tekufa of life, we're supposed to look at ourselves, what did I do? We're supposed to continue. When we daven Marav, sometimes people go, bang, 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 wait a second. How do you begin Marav? V'hu rachum yechaper avon v'lo yashus. What does that mean? I spent the whole day. What did I do today? Maybe it wasn't such a great day, but at the end of a month, what do we do? Rosh Chodoshim Lamam Chonosat Zman Kapor L'chol Todah Olson. That is, okay, that's din, but there's the real din. Rosh Yom Kippur. Confront yourself, who am I? Now, this is a very stupid, other liberal idea. The intellectual world has one great advantage. They're totally confused. Okay. Now, what does that mean? People go to psychologists, who is the real you? And then, okay, you find out who's the real you. And that's me, I have to express myself. Baloney. Comes along Torah and says, you are not what you find after 27 years of therapy, who the real you is. You are who you make yourself to be. That's the next dimension of Bechira Chofshis. Who are you? Who are you? What it is? It's, okay, that's who I am now. That's not what I have to be. First of all, you have to confront who the real me is. And then you have Bechira Chofshis, who do I want to be and what do I want to become? My entire life, my whole identity is within my hands. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get involved in that. That is my Bechira Chofshis. Then the Rambam writes a very interesting thing. On the off one hand, he writes the power of Bechira Chofshis. The power of Bechira Chofshis is I can become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. I can become a Rosha like Muchanetzer, like Titus, like Adolf Hitler, like Joe Stalin. It's up to me. It doesn't mean overnight I can become that. That means I can begin a Mahalach to end up there. And whatever Mahalach I want, and I choose. So first, before you choose a Mahalach, have to be honest with yourself and say, who am I? What do I want to be? And the Rambam says, yeah, it's a derech. We always talk about the derech hatshuva, the derech. And then there's, and whatever I want to be, it's amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me move on that path. HaBo'al Atai, I'm a sinus. If I want to be a mafioso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's who you want to be. That's it. Want to be a Rotzeach HaGana? That's your choice. Don't, I'm not going to stand in your way. You want to be a tzaddik, like Moshe Renifah? Let's be a moving there. And that's the that. But then at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, first, confront yourself. Second of all, do something about it. But it's just not whatever I want to be. At the end of the day, there's a Yom HaDin. It's the other liberal nonsense. No such thing as punishment. Why not? Because there is a Yom HaDin. Everything in life has a Yom HaDin. Everything in life has a Yom HaDin. There's always a Yom HaDin. You have to live with the consequences of what you do. Other Mauritians didn't want to live with the consequences. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, throwing out a grenade. But that's where Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in. He runs everything on every different level. That's why when we begin the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, what is that focus? Malchus. After Maariv, Rosh Hashanah, what is the first thing we say? L'davin mi'etzmo, Shema aratzim lo, atevel v'yoshev. The whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki al yamim yisod v'an rosuch ananeho. Why does it belong to him? He made it. He created the whole thing each man. It's his and it continues to run. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole period of slichas. Slichas is a pain in the neck. You gotta get up. It's this. Okay. There's a reason. We could begin slichas at the same time as all the time. And then just have a little later, right? And if I was thinking, what's the best way to get guys to come for slichas? That's so. But my slichas, instead of beginning shachris at 7:15, we'll begin slichas at 7:30. But the answer is you missed the point. Slichas says, wake up. Wake up. Right? Slichas says, we're now in the period that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Wake up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you wake up now, it's good for you. Zman Rachma. It's only Zman Rachma if you wake up. Okay. And the different periods of life are both said. Is your period of life or my period of life? Your period of life is just beginning life. I say, who am I now and who do I want to become? And I have to look at my life and say, who am I, what have I become? I still have, Me'etz Hashem, a lot of years to improve myself. But you're in a very early stage in life. When confronting is, who am I today? What I want to be? That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. So, and that's what Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. Recognizing the world is not hefka. Recognizing your life is not hefka. Your life, but not only the life not hefka, It's in your hands to make it whatever you want out of life. It's up to you. Bechira Choshes is an unbelievable machayev. I mean, there's no one to blame. But Rabbi Yonah in Shavei Tshuva has a very frightening thing. I'm chasing over for you and I'm chasing over for myself. Rabbi Yonah says, Bechira Choshes is not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. I first saw that. Rabbi Yonah. What do you mean? Someone says, I can do what I want. No. Rabbi Yonah is telling us, most people don't exercise the Bechira Choshes. They just go with the flow. That's it. Okay, it's a this, the chevra wants this, the chevra's doing this. Never stop and think, so who cares? It's me, I have to do something for me. I this, it's a that, okay. All the reasons. You get pushed this way, pressure, pushed this way, okay. Push this way. That's from the phone the other night. A certain young lady, cashing with. She decided, and the conversation went this. This is what I want to become. My parents have this approach to life. No great bargain. So I said, you have to decide what you want to become and take your life in hands and become that. But it's your life. It's your life. You're determining at your age what your life will be for the next 120 years. That's the mitzvah of Bechira Choshes, the Vacharta Vachai, confronting the real you and making a decision, how do I become what I want to become, what the Torah expects me to become. It's not easy. Stripping away all the Irish kind that all the excuses people give for everything. There's always an excuse for everything. Ottoman Rishon had his excuse. This is the idea of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting, he's in charge of us. He gave us something unique. The neshama with the Bechira Choshes. Nothing else in the entire cosmos has that ability to make the decision and make a choice. No. We can do it. We're told. Okay, now. We went a little over. Let's just finish a little Baba Kama. Okay.